I'm at Babylon Nightclub, and with me are members of Obiju. It's nice to meet you.
Hi. Hello, Lenny.
Hi.
So, who are you?
And I'm Jamie Bunton.
I'm Casey. Yeah. Casey Macia. Yeah.
So, what do you guys play?
I play beautiful music. On the drums. On the drums.
Yeah. I play guitar and sing vocals, obviously, I guess.
You would be singing,
singing vocals.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
The last time I saw you was at Blues Fest in July at Safe Odds. And I didn't get a chance to stay the whole time. Yeah, just wondering, how did you get the name Obiju?
Obiju was sort of a really spontaneous term of affection, like that randomly came out while I was in a nice moment with somebody. So, yeah, it's just a term of endearment made up, and it felt good. So
how's the Canadian tour been so far?
It's been good. We've only had, this is our, I guess, our third day of our second chunk. We went east with the Acorn, which is amazing, and now we're back, and then we're going home for 2 nights tomorrow, and then out to the west, so far so good.
It's cool.
Yeah.
So how long has this band been together?
How long have we been together?
5 years now.
5 years now.
Five long,
arduous,
wonderful,
wonderful years.
Full of hugs.
Talks. Toxic hugs?
No, talks.
Talks. Full of talks.
Yeah.
So how were you able to get lots of members to join?
It was for the money.
Yeah, exactly.
Just joking.
It was, you came to Toronto and then built it sort of bit by bit.
Yeah, moved to Toronto and then just met everyone through just friendship and shows and music. Yeah.
So how's the songwriting process to Beacons been like?
It's good. I think for the most part right now, Casey writes the songs. I'll speak on behalf of her.
Thank you.
And then brings the song structures, well, brings the song skeletons to the rest of the group, and we work on arranging them and filling them out. We like to use the image of the
skeleton,
and then the muscles.
Getting dressed, fleshing it out.
Beautiful, and yeah, you put a dress on it, and then send it out.
And then, yeah.
So, yeah.
Voila.
Yeah.
How does it compare to the previous album?
What do you think? I think that we used a lot more instruments. Maybe not a lot more instruments, but we definitely colored it a bit.
Yeah.
I think the first album was pretty sparse and a little bit probably more acoustic sounding, maybe.
Yeah. It was more fleshed out, I think.
Yeah.
The ideas just have had more of a chance to develop in a lot of ways. So.
Yeah.
What would be the challenging to creating Beacons?
What was challenging
for it? Yeah.
I think the same thing with any artistic endeavor or project or anything. All the things that come, it's like working with other people, getting ideas across in clear ways, you know, keeping the momentum going, just trying to achieve what you want to achieve. I think that's probably, you know, like in your life, day to day, trying to achieve the best you can and then all the challenges that go along with that.
What would be your favorite song to sing live? Over and over, like...
Oh, that new Miley Cyrus one.
Oh, yeah.
Party in the USA.
I mean, your own favorite song.
Oh.
favorite song to sing live? I'm not sure. I really like singing Black Ice. I like Jailbird Blues quite a bit. Yeah, those ones.
Musical influences growing up?
Well, I think that when Jenny and I were growing up in Brantford, we had this amazing melding of classical music from my parents, and then we listened to a lot of Haydn, I listened to a lot of Haydn and Julie Daron in high school when I was young and self-loathing.
Now you're old and self-loathing.
Now I'm old and self-loathing. Yeah, but James, you probably listen to, what?
Guess.
Dave Matthews.
Yes, Dave Matthews. between the six and seven of us, it's there's a lot of different influences from Spiritualized, Dave Matthews, Indigo Girls.
Yeah. Heather Kirby.
Just, it's a really broad range, and everyone brings it.
It's cool.
Everyone brings it.
So who's been supportive towards your music career?
Who has?
Yeah,
who's
Canada. CBC.
Like media, friends, family, who else?
I don't know. I think that we always try and work really hard, and I think that people support our hard work and dedication to playing music and to our community of friends in Toronto and in abroad, I guess, in Canada. I don't know. I think that when you work hard, people pay attention, maybe. Depends. Hopefully for us, yeah.
We try, mm-hmm. at least.
Yeah, would you say the music video to New Year's is the sequel to St. Francis?
Oh, the sequel. Like song-wise?
No, the video.
The video. Did we have...
To the Woods?
Do you mean the Woods?
I think it's a music video.
Probably no. The answer would be no. Okay.
I think it probably carries a similar aesthetic because we use the same director and who's part of the same film collective, Exploding Motor Car. But I'm not sure if it's a sequel or not.
Who directed the video?
Winston Hacking of Exploding Motor Car.
Mm-hmm. It looks painstaking with the stop motion animation, but it looks cute.
Thank you.
So you're friends with Four City Lovers.
Yes, sir.
Will you be touring with them?
Only if Cat Burns wins Sexiest Musician in Canada this year.
Bucky Awards. Go for her.
Yeah, if you want us to tour together, vote for Cat Burns.
They're really good friends of ours. Cat's a really good friend of ours. So.
Are you still with Bruce Peninsula?
Am I still with?
Bruce, yeah.
No, I don't have... they're doing their own thing, and we're doing our thing, so our schedules hardly collide anymore.
So you stop joining them?
don't have time, but I support and love what they do.
So what other side projects have you done?
What other side projects?
The band as a whole. Ryan has a band called Kite Hill. Heather does all these recording projects with people like Emma McKenna, the Weather Station...
Lisa
Bozakovic. Evening Hymns was a lot of us were involved in that. Four City Lovers stuff is always.
Four City Lovers. Jamie's a producer engineer of music, so he just is celebrating the release of the new Evening Hymns album that just came out. I don't know, Lenny, have you heard it? You should hear it. It's quite good.
I'll
be interviewing Evening Hymns next. Don't worry.
His name's Jonas.
And, yeah. Oh, what?
Cell phone's ringing.
What's going on?
I don't know what's going on.
I mean, that is the most awkward move I've ever seen in my entire life. That was hilarious.
Do you need to?
Can I answer it?
No, I'm okay.
Is it your brother?
This is SMS. Text message.
What are you going to hear?
What, aside from the Acorn, which Canadian bands you enjoyed meeting with?
Aside from the Acorn?
Silver Starling. I always want to say
Starling.
Silver Starling has been...
Really great.
Yeah, we just met them, though.
The Wind Sky. Like them quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Who else do we like? D'Urbervilles? Timber Tambor?
The D'Urbervilles. The Acorn are the best.
The Acorn are actually on the top of our list.
Yeah. So everyone else is paling.
Paling in comparison.
So what is your relationship to Rolf of the Acorn?
Casey and Rolf used to date, actually.
Yeah, we did.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
but we are still good friends. We keep it.
Are there any funny stories about Rolf that you'd like to tell?
Rolf. What are funny stories about Rolf? Do we have any funny stories about him? Remember when him and I were dating? Yeah.
I feel like they're all inappropriate.
Oh, they're inappropriate. He wasn't a very good first date. He made me pay for my own dinner.
And his, I thought, too.
And I felt really inclined to pay for his.
Because he just left. I thought the story was you went out for dinner, and then he was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom, and then left.
Really?
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. I'm glad we're still friends.
Yeah.
So what do you love about Ottawa?
The Manx?
Yeah.
Alan Neal. From CBC. Mm-hmm. What else? Amanda Putz.
Loon Choir.
Lenny from CHUO. Babylon.
No.
CKCU.
CKCU. Damn it.
Oh. What was the best food you've tried? And don't tell me it's shawarmas, because when I interview bands, they keep saying shawarmas to me.
It would be shawarmas. Yeah.
This Greek place we're getting is really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Manx. Duck and veggie burgers at the Manx are quite good. What I would say is our favorite.
The Manx is a great place. Oh, and the poutine at...
Poutine. Late night Elgin poutine. And he likes to eat pancakes and poutine.
It's disgusting. Yeah. St. Francis fumbled in the dark, up the stairs and down the hall.
was the best and worst venues in Canada you performed at?
I'm not sure we have a worst. I think that like we've tried to make the best out of every venue in Canada. Yeah. They all like are come with their perks for sure. Mm-hmm. So.
What do you think of the Ottawa crowd?
We like Ottawa.
Yeah, they've always been good.
Yeah, we especially like Howie Swee.
Howie Swee, number one.
Number one.
Yeah, no, it's a great place to play for sure.
So what's the where's the farthest you've traveled to?
Europe is our farthest.
Yeah.
Berlin, Germany.
Also, you haven't done Asia yet?
No, but we're hoping some Asians are listening and we'll be benefactors.
Yeah. Do you get a lot of Asian fan following?
I'm not sure. I see Asian people at our shows.
Yeah, I've seen it too when I was seeing you guys live.
Like, you're Asian.
I'm Chinese. Yeah.
Maybe you're a fan. Yeah.
So has MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter helped gain new fan base for your music?
Yeah. There's no doubt.
And keep in touch with people.
I mean, to do this without the internet would be a totally different world. It's changed everything.
Makes it a little bit easier, I think.
Yeah. And digital music as well, like iTunes.
Yeah. It's an amazing thing.
And what would be your funny road trip story? Like, I'm not sure if mishaps are funny.
We found your pants outside the van today.
Oh, yeah, my pants were outside the van today. There's no need to disclose why, but they were definitely outside. Mm-hmm. I was a little bit...
So I guess broken down cars is not a funny story?
No.
No. Okay. Yeah. So lastly, what songs do you currently listen to on your iPod?
What songs?
Yeah.
I think that we have, if we may say an album, I think the Dirty Projectors album has been like in constant rotation on our...
We
like
that.
All Your Songs by Diamond Rings.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Hit.
A hit. Anything by this band called P.S. I Love You. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You should check.
Okay. So I guess that's it for the interview. So thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to check you guys tonight.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.